Blog Talk Radio.
Listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing the Raseki Temple of Healing, Arts, the Rafeki Arts Temple of Healing, featuring Nia Ya. All right, but before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertains to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, our fan page, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, everybody, I hope you all had an awesome weekend. It's 11:11 today, so the energy resonance is really high. We're, you know, definitely feeling the vibes, and we want to bring in this new wave of energy with a profound healer who has dedicated her life to the healing arts. Let's bring her on the line. Nia Ya, are you on the line?
Chet, peace and blessings.
Peace. How are you, sis?
I am very thankful, very thankful. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here with you
of
and
course.
Your callers. And
of
I'm
course.
Also got to give thanks to my ancestors and spirit guides for also being here and opening up the way for me and for all of us at this time.
Definitely. For my listeners who may not be familiar with you, who you are and your work, can you let us know a little bit about yourself?
All right. I am Nia Ya. I'm a natural healer, mother, a community activist, artist, entrepreneur. I've been working in our conscious community for over 20 years. I started vending back in the 90s and make my own art and crafts, and also began studying the healing arts. And so I'm also a traditional priestess, and I'm here to work for the people. So my gift that I share is Rafeki Arts Temple, and it comes through with Kemetic Reiki. And Kemetic Reiki came forth especially for our people and to help us to heal and bring balance and my art into our lives, to help us to heal from our slavery times and other traumatic things that we've gone through. We haven't really addressed those things in a healing way. And
exactly.
So, you know, that's something that we really seek to do. And so we're doing that through classes. I've written two books. I have two more books coming out at the end, by the end of the year. We have videos on YouTube. We have a CD we just brought forth. And we have a family of practitioners in cities where there are large numbers of black people so that we can begin to really share the laws of my art and the ways of my art as well as energy healing. And energy healing is important because that is how we can deal with those stresses and those past traumas, past lifetime issues that we have not resolved, and bring that balance so that we can move forward in a whole different way. So,
definitely. You know, give thanks for you and being here right now because, I mean, when I first heard about it, I was like, what, Kemetic Reiki? I need to be in that class. Like, I need my sister Nova Kafile. She took some of your class. Yes, I love Nova's my big sister. So she was telling me about
Nova
your classes. I was like, oh my god, I have to have you on the show. And then Ross Ben came on. He spoke about you, and I've just heard so many great things about what you're doing, your movement, and everything like that, and everybody speaks so highly of you, so I was like, I have to have this sister on the show and share her message with the world, definitely.
Thank you so much. And I was just with Nova. I love Nova as well. She is definitely a powerhouse and a superwoman.
Yes, she is.
Yes, we had a beautiful time, beautiful class. The Energy Healing Rasek family is growing in the West Coast and in L.A. So we give thanks to her for bringing me out there and Mama Saati as well. And yes, it's good to know that we connected that way.
Exactly.
And I look forward to you joining the family as well, my sister.
Oh, well, yes, I will definitely. It's only a matter of time, my sister. It's only a matter of time. I will definitely be doing so. So,
all right.
Yes. So how do you become interested in holistic health and energy healing?
Ooh, it's something that you're born with. So I was born, you know, my mother used to say I would come home with a pocket full of rocks, always into, you know, natural things. And I always had friends who needed help. That's another thing that my mother said about me when I was younger. How come you always have friends that you need to help do something? And how come they not helping you? And, you know, so it's something that I've always done. I actually got sick when I was 16. And, I mean, I was in a lot of pain and just intuitively put my hands over myself and started praying and chanting. And, you know, it just led me. I called on every name for the Creator that I knew. And all the angels, I was just calling up some energy. And, you know, I ended up going to sleep and then woke up the next day and my pain was gone and didn't come back after that. And, you know, that definitely meant something to me. I wasn't exactly sure, you know, what it meant at that time. But, you know, I remember being a spiritual, I've always been different and all of that kind of stuff. So everyone that we deal with, you know, we all have the same story, those of us who have that healing energy. You know, we're different. The family doesn't understand us. And then later on I read, it was the year 2000, actually. I had gone to New York, and they had some brothers doing energy healing and massage therapy at one of the arts festivals, the big African festival. And I read on a brochure about Reiki, and I was like, okay, I believe I did that before. And so I ended up taking the classes with those brothers there, and I was actually attuned as a Reiki master in one weekend because they said I had the energy and, you know, spirit told them to give it to me like that. And so from that point, I began to practice. I was doing Sacred Women Gateways with women, and I ended up doing a class with Dr. Africa as a holistic health practitioner. And, you know, everything in my life has led me towards this. So, you know, when you really are in tune with yourself and in tune with your divine purpose, it comes out in a beautiful way. And so I'm very honored and thankful that it did come forth. And I was charged to, after getting that Reiki Master attunement, to bring the energy healing to our community and to restore it to its original state as much as I could. So the spirit guides just began to show me, you know, pictures and different stories, and just brought it together in a beautiful way so that I could share it.
Definitely, definitely. And you're right. I feel like a lot of us healers do have that, you know, that similar storyline, and it's just so wonderful that you could tap into that energy at such a young age and utilize it to heal yourself. That shows like a really advanced level of spirituality and soul work. So, you know, definitely a sister who is put here on the planet to change and amplify the frequency. So why did you choose to start the Reiki Arts Temple?
It was not a choice, so to say. It was a charge. So being connected with spirit in a way, you when you get directions or instructions, you know, you have to follow them. And that's what my life experience has shown me. Whenever I tried to veer off the path, I was not successful or happy with my results. And so it didn't take much for me to realize, okay, I'm going to do this. What did you say? Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah.
What else you want me to do? And so, you know, it was just a matter of me stilling my mind enough, quieting my mind enough, and focusing my energy enough to bring it forth, because they just, the visions and the energy was just given to me to share in a way. So I just had to manifest it, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So important to do the teaching, because a lot of us have these gifts, and, you know, we have to give back, and we have to teach those who are coming up, definitely to contribute that, you know, that energy level to the movements that are already, you know, developing. So it's so great that, you know, you have this school, you have these classes, you make it so accessible, it's available through the internet. I'm telling you, you know, anybody who didn't know what Kemetic Reiki was, they will know what it is, you know, definitely in the near future. So what exactly is Kemetic Reiki or Raseki?
All right. Raseki Kemetic Reiki is an energy healing system. It's a holistic healing modality. And we use our energy, our own personal life force energy, consciously. So we all know we have energy, but we don't often think about it because we're busy with our daily lives. So with Raseki, we make a conscious use of our life force energy. We consciously cultivate it and keep it high so that we can use it. And then we also work with the universal life force energy consciously, calling that energy.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So okay. We use those two things. Also, the power of prayer, the power of concentration, focus, aromatherapy, crystal therapy, sound therapy, palm healing. And so it's a nice, and crystal therapy, if I might have said that. But it's a nice mix of different other healing modalities that come together to actually bring balance to your mind, your body, your spirit.
Yeah.
So we know that when we are sick, then the sickness has some connection to a mental, emotional, or spiritual issue that has not been resolved. And so when we work with energy, we can help to resolve those issues in an easier way, in a quicker way. There are several ways to do it, but energy healing can help just, like, soothe that energy and just bring it to a nice place so that ones can move forward. Because when you have a lot of issues like we do as a people, we have been oppressed for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so, you know, that energy is transferred to our children, and each generation has to overcome the oppression and the trauma of the past generations. And so energy healing, like I said earlier, is that divine way that we can actually deal with that and move it out of the way so we can clear it and just, like, have a clear slate and do something else. We can stop being victims. We can stop being oppressed, because we can change our energy by starting with Ma'at. And that's one thing that that's our foundation for our healers and for those who just want to heal themselves, is to learn those laws of Ma'at and then incorporate them into your lives. Teach them to your children, your aunties and uncles and mothers and fathers. And the more of us who are knowing about Ma'at and living in that way, that's a healing in itself for our people. So that Raseki is about all of that and more, probably.
Yes. And what I love about what you're doing is you're taking a holistic approach to holistic healing. And I think that that's something that people don't necessarily, you know, think about. You know, when they hear holistic healing, they kind of automatically go to herbs. You know, they might think a little bit of yoga or, you know, different other alternative methods of energy cultivation. But not many people think of it as the whole encompassing method of utilizing all these different tools that have been given to us through our ancestors and through our own energy, and how to be able to utilize these gifts in order to create a healing that is going to be sustainable and that is going to actually affect and impact many people's lives. So I love the fact that you've encompassed all these different methods because, you know, I'm definitely into the gemstones and everything like that, and I'm definitely into discovering more and more about energy healing as a means to help people heal. So I think most of the healers kind of do it on an unconscious level, but like you said, bringing it back to that conscious level and utilizing that energy consciously is really powerful. So I love how you worded that. So who were the original practitioners of Raseki?
Well, we would like to say the original practitioners are the ancient ones who lived along the Nile Valley River. Mm-hmm. So they left pictures, they left stories about how, their lives and how they lived and how they initiated healers and doctors and even tools that they used and methods as well. So Imhotep, we know, was a great mathematician. He was an architect, but he was a healer as well. And he was a magician. He was known to be able to heal. You know, they said he had magic potions that you could drink it and just instantly be healed. And then he also used his hands to heal. They have pictures of people or the spirits and deities and ones using their hands, you know, in different ways. So, you know, it's just a matter of if we don't have people who lived in those traditions and kept them so from that time. But we do have people who can channel, you know, all the comedic communities that we have now, Queen of Fu and her husband and many other ones. They've been doing that work, translating those pictures and those hieroglyphs and also channeling, because if, you know, if you open yourself up to it, they will come and speak and tell you.
That's how
Raseki was born, truly.
Mm. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. All true. So how did you develop the system? How did you come up with the formula that you're currently using?
Well, I started teaching in 2007. Mm-hmm. And I started with a package. I remember sitting down to create it, and that's when they gave me that name, Raseki. And it was just a matter of bringing together information from different classes that I've had and adding the other pieces that were needed. So from that time, I've probably changed it at least 10 times and added things to it, you know, through the years to actually get that book where it is now, the level one, and then the level two as well, you know, as energy flows. Things have been evolving and growing and shifting, so some things were taken out, some things were put in, and I would say now we do have a good, strong manual and a process that really works. It's a lot of information in level one and level two, and it's been a learning experience for me to see how people receive it and how they're able to move with it and how it works with them. So it's been a blessing because, you know, it's had some really profound results for ones who have come through and who actually do the work. They, you know, you can feel it, and it does change you, and it does heal you. And so that's, you know, it's been good to see it and witness it as it's grown into this place and even continuing to grow and move forward, because we will be changing the classes again next year.
It's all about evolution.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We're going to change the way we present them so that ones who are very new to healing in any form can receive it in a better way as well. Give people a little bit more time and attention.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I'm speaking to a master right now, definitely a sister who has mastered the art of energy healing and is hoping to spread its word. So we're on definitely live talking about the Raseki Arts Temple of Healing with Sister Nia Yah, who is a wonderful sister who is definitely doing the work in the community. I commend you, sister, so much for all the work that you're doing. But right now, we're going to take a short commercial break, and then when we come back, we will finish up the interview portion of this show, and then we will be on live for you to call in. So we'll be back after these messages. All right.
Peace. This is City Hampton of the HSDO Lord Mission. Utilize the ancient universal powers of nature. For ages, gemstones have been an integral part of holistic healing. With their unique molecular structures, they possess the ability to emit healing energies that tune the mind, body, and spirit. Gemstone therapy is a subtle and an effective way to help introduce new and positive energies into your life. Gemini Creations, Gemstone Consultations, are a unique and an effective way to calculate the best gemstones for you based on your personal life experiences and astrological information. These consultations help to provide you with a comprehensive understanding of the gemstones that work best for your energy. With your gemstone consultation, you will receive a gemstone consultation report comprising of a list of recommended gemstones, as well as a complimentary prenatal chart. Gemini Creations also provides custom-created amulets, gemstone elixirs, gemstone jewelry, and a variety of gemstone formations. To learn more about Gemini Creations, visit us on www.geminicreations.newshop.com. Spelled G-E-M-I-N-E-Y-E creations.N-U-W-S-H-O-P.com. And like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Gemini Creation. Peace and blessings.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. Newshop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even ebooks and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to newshop.com for your 9-day free trial today. Newshop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on newshop.com are securely processed through PayPal.
We're back on Air Live talking about the Raseki Arts Temple of Healing featuring Nia Yah. Of course, that was a word from our sponsors. But we're about to get back into this interview portion. But if you have any comments or questions, definitely do call in. The call number is 917-932-8881. Of course, you can call in with any comments or questions you have about what we're speaking on at this current time. And we're just right in the middle of discussing the energy healing process of Raseki. So, Sister Nia, how can you explain how Raseki works to somebody who might not even be familiar with the healing process?
All right. Well, we set a nice environment and let the client be comfortable and laying down or sitting in a comfortable position. And then we're going to use our hands, and we may do some humming or chanting. and use some instruments and crystals. And so it creates what some people describe, it feels like a spiritual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And so it puts people in a very relaxed place most often. Sometimes people cry, you know, because you might feel the sense of releasing or a peaceful feeling, very calming and relaxing, I'm told. But also in some ways it can be energizing and charging. So every experience is a little bit different, but it's probably something unlike you've ever seen. I'll say that as well.
Definitely.
Yes.
So it's a very, very spiritual process. It's a very, it's a sacred process. And, you know, it's definitely, like you said, it's performing spiritual surgery on somebody. So, you know, that's a really intimate process. And, you know, it's something to be experienced, you know. That's the best way that, you know, somebody could become acquainted with the energy of what you're actually putting forward. So what are some of the diseases or issues or imbalances that Raseki can help heal?
Well, we say that Raseki can help heal everything.
Yeah.
So we do have cases of people who have had mental instabilities, cases of people who've been dealing with pains or even tumors. And we have some elders who were stiff and, you know, recovering from those kind of arthritis type things. Because most issues are connected, so when someone has a heart issue, then it's also associated to their emotions and some form of heartbreak. So because we're dealing with that, the root of it, then it helps to bring relief to the physical aspect as well. So that's why I say it can help any disease or sickness. And we work with the Great Mother Sekhmet, who is called the Great Mother Healer, and she says there's nothing that she cannot handle. We've had some good results, and would love to see more. You know, we want to get out to the community and do more healing work, so that's something that we'll be working on doing more of in 2014. We've been building our teams up in different cities, and so now we want to really get mobilized and get more active in the communities so that people can experience it, and we can reach more people, and that's part of our work is that healing of the community. It starts with individuals, and then we, as individuals, work with our families, and then, you know, once we get stronger families, then that automatically makes the community stronger. But you can definitely go to the website, and we have a list of practitioners on our Raseki Healing site and also in our books. So we have the Kemetic Reiki Level 1, which is a book that talks about healing the self, and we have a list of practitioners in that book as well for ones to be able to connect with people in their areas. And then, you know, people can contact me because, you know, I could definitely help, and we do definitely refer people because I get questions all the time. So on Facebook, and we have Raseki Arts Temple page, and my email address, rasekitemple@gmail.com.
And for those who are not familiar with how Raseki is spelled, it's R-A-S-E-K-H-I. So definitely want to make sure they have that so they can get in contact with you and stay in contact with your page. What is your website, actually? I know you have the website. I'll drop the link in the page for people who are listening through the live stream as well as on the Facebook. So what is the website again?
The website is Raseki Healing, RaseKihealing.com, and we also have one at RasekiStore.com.
Okay, definitely. Make sure you go check it out and support the sister. She has some upcoming books. Would you like to share with us a little bit about the books that you have coming out and your new CD that you have coming out this year? Next year.
Yes, I am very excited. We have a children's book coming out, and so we have been wanting to work with children, and we do in small ways, but we want to do it on a bigger scale. So
yes.
We have a book coming out. It's called I Get Energy from the Sun, and so it's all about energy and how we get energy from eating well, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but hopefully it will be out, prayerfully, it will be out by the end of November. And we also have a group project, and it's a recipe book. And this one is called Recipes for Elevation, and it has recipes for smoothies, tonics, natural products, like personal products, soap recipes, and natural deodorant. And then we also have other food recipes, raw food recipes, vegan and vegetarian, I believe. So this one is different practitioners and teachers from the temple who have come together to bring forth recipes. We have a group fast that we do every year. And so everyone is always like, oh, we need to share our recipes so that everyone knows fasting is all about being fresh and having something new, so you're not just eating the same salad every day, and that makes it difficult to be successful with the fast.
But then you'd be like, I'm cooking something, or I'm gonna go have this thing that I'm not supposed to eat, and definitely having those new recipes, oh man, it can definitely change your whole fasting experience.
Truly.
Yes. Yeah, so support the sister, check them out, go to the website, get the books that they have available, get the CDs, like them on Facebook, get whatever you can get, because I'm telling you right now, this information, Conversations with the Queen, we pride ourselves on bringing the cutting edge of the new age frequency, the energy that's coming in, and ushering that in, whether it be through artistry, whether it be through healing, whether it be through community work, whatever it's through, we like to display that and showcase that. And I'm telling you right now, this sister has got a formula that is going to spell out success for us and our people and anybody who chooses to utilize it. So it's a great investment. Invest in this sister. She's affordable. Her products are definitely something you can afford to get. And her classes, they're also affordable. So if you're interested in becoming a healer, definitely reach out. We're going to have to reach out to you, sister, and bring you to Boston. We need you in Boston. We need you. That's all I can say.
Right.
Is that we definitely need you. So we're going to have to reach out and set that up as soon as possible. But if you're on the line and you have any comments or questions about the show, the call number is 917-932-8881. Again, that's 917-932-8881. You can raise your hand by pressing 1. That way I will know that you're on the line and you have a comment or a question. Now, sister, do you have any thing that you didn't get to address during the whole show that you definitely want to bring to the table at this point and let the listening audience know?
Yes, I did want to mention we do have a CD out. It's called Sunrise Ritual CD, and it has chants and prayers and the laws of Ma'at, and it also has some self-guided or some guided meditations for self-healing. And so you can get that on our website, or you can download it at RasekiBandCamp.com. And we wanted to put this out to to encourage people to put their armor on in the morning.
Yes.
And get the spiritual self strong before going out into the day. And so we also do have morning ritual calls as well. And that's something, if someone wants to do that, you can send your email address and we'll send you the call-in information. And you can join in on those calls on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. And so once again, just to encourage ones to keep the energy high, to keep it spiritual, and to be healthy and well in all ways. So if you're interested in that, definitely send in your email address or put it on our Facebook page or the website. And you can join in that energy. They have been extremely powerful for all of us who are on them. So we definitely encourage ones to join in on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Again, like the sister said, make sure you go to rosecki.bandcamp.com, download it. I'm about to download it right now as we're talking. I'm too excited about this. Like, you, girl, I'm about to hook up. Y'all don't know. All right, so we definitely have a caller. Caller from the 314 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hello, everyone.
Please.
I was just calling because I just love listening to her. It hasn't been a week yet. On Friday and Sunday, and I get back on the call Sunday night, and then tonight. I just feel like I need to be listening more to what's going on. I'm fairly new to this. I'm fairly new to all of this, and I think I'm going to have to get the book to understand the level one book so I can understand. So I won't feel so confused sometimes, but I just really like what it's all about, and I finally feel like what I always thought. What I always thought about is feel like this is what I was always looking for, but I never could understand what I was thinking about because I didn't have many options. I felt like I was kind of programmed, walking one way in life, till I finally just, you know, left that course and just started thinking like, it got to be something else out here to do.
Yeah.
You know, with my, and this is more ultimate for me. So I'm just going to keep trying to stay close to everything.
Mm-hmm. Definitely do.
Because I really, it's really good.
Yes. I think the thing about it is Rosecki is an advanced ancient form of healing. So it's something immediately people might not immediately understand it because it's definitely ancient spiritual information that hasn't been fully being disclosed on the planet for a long period of time. So a lot of people are not familiar with the whole frequency and the resonance that this healing system is holding at the time. So it's an enlightening experience. And, you know, it can be a little bit scary for some. They might not be fully understanding of the whole process, but it's all about divine love energy and opening that up. I mean, this sister is, for somebody to put this type of system together, they have to have a pure heart, a heart that is full of divine love energy and so much healing and love energy, especially for the fact of she's so about our people and she really wants to make sure that we're taken care of on that level, and that's the driving motivating factor behind all of this. So this sister has an enormous heart, an enormous amount of love energy to give. So all these things that she's doing, all these projects are just the result of that love. So everybody who listens to her shows, listens to her calls, interacts with her personally, they're going to pick up that love energy and they're going to be healed by it. So definitely make sure you go when you can, get the book, do whatever you can to become acquainted with this energy. Do you have any other questions or comments that you want to ask before we close out the show?
I just want to tell her thank you for what she has done so far, and I really enjoyed the YouTube videos when it's not anything for me to look at right now. You know, when there's nothing lost, but I'm just excited. I'm just trying not to overly seem kind of creepy, but I'm just really interested.
No.
I just thank you so much for calling with your words. I truly do, because it means a lot to know that it is reaching people and that you feel it and appreciate it. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask on those calls. You know, you can ask, and we can stay connected, and I'd be happy to work with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. And, you know, don't be a stranger to Conversations with the Queen either. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. just to use this call-in number, and we'll have different people who are bringing their own form of healing in different ways, you know, and you can get more information and get in contact with the whole community, because it's literally a whole community out there of people who are doing the work that's necessary to bring the healing that we need back to this planet. So thank you for calling in, sis.
Thank you.
Peace. All right, we have 14 minutes left on the live stream. Again, if you have any call-in, if you want to call in with any questions or comments, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. We're just here with the Sister Nia Yah, and we're discussing the Rosseki Healing Center. Again, make sure everybody supports her and her efforts and anything like that. Are there any shout-outs that you want to give, any last-minute, any just little last things to tie the whole interview up?
All right. I would like to thank you so much for your words and your encouragement and support. And also to my Rosseki family, Sister Aura, Sister Kamara, and Fat Rye, Mama Brenda, and all of those who have been very supportive in my work, Brother Clacy as well. And because it's a movement, and like you said, this is something. There's so many healers now who have come forth. The calls have been put out for us to come forth at this time, because it's time for the earth to heal. And so we are thankful to just be a part of this shift that's going on, because it's a great and exciting time for us. But in this time of things changing, and so we just have to catch up and be a part of that, and, you know, let it happen for our people as well. We will be posting, or we have posted, our retreat schedule for next year. We're going to start off in April with the Feel the Peace retreat, and that's going to be probably in Asheville, North Carolina. And we're going to do our solstice retreat, which will be our fifth annual this coming June 20th through the 23rd, I believe. So that is always a very powerful, powerful experience. We do that at the oceanfront. It will most likely be at Edisto Beach. And the location.
Oh, my God, I love Edisto Beach. Oh, my God, I love that island. That island is so magical. Sorry.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yes, it's a very magical place. Wow.
Join us there.
Yes, I need to.
yes, we'll be doing Kinetic Reiki 1, 2, and 3 at that time. However, nobody can do all three at the same time. We do like to take our time with that. But it is a beautiful, beautiful experience for everybody who comes. We do the sand burial ritual and some other really powerful things, yoga in the morning at sunrise, and the rituals for Ra and Sekhmet. So it's a beautiful experience. Some say it's life-changing. And so we invite you to take a look at the website at our retreats. We'll also be doing some classes next year. We have the first one coming up in Oakland in February. And so we just invite everyone to stay tuned to the website, because we do post the classes there. And we also have teachers in other cities who will be doing some teaching and other works as well. So we just ask everyone to stay tuned, and we appreciate the support. We definitely are doing the work as best as we can to help uplift our people. And so all the support that we can get in that is definitely appreciated, so we can continue to do this work.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for sharing this time with us. You're a very powerful sister. stay encouraged, stay on your path. What you're doing is really, really powerful, and it is healing the planet, and I will stay in contact with you. And any way that Conversations with the Queen can be of assistance to you, definitely just let us know. Reach out at any time. Anytime you need us to help you promote anything, let us know. We're definitely right here for you to be that support system. So thank you so much, sister, for sharing this time with us and sharing this powerful information. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that as well. It's definitely good when the sisters work together, and it makes the energy even stronger.
Definitely.
So let me know when you're ready to do the class. We'll see if we can pick something out.
Yes, I will let you know as soon as possible. Definitely, I will stay in contact with you, sis. So thank you for coming on again. Peace.
Peace and much love and blessings as well.
Yes. All right. Don't forget to visit the website, rasikihealing.com, rasikihealing.com. All right? Make sure you check it out. We're going to take it out with the healing mantra. I think that that's befitting of this whole show. Om Mani Padme Hum. All right, everybody. Peace and so many blessings. Please stay tuned next week. Come join us again for Conversations with the Queen every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace and blessings, y'all. Thank you.